have been inconsistent so far this season. There's no two ways about that. But yeah, and the FA Cup has been a bit of a welcome relief to some extent, as daft as that sounds. 5 goals against West Auckland, and another 3 on Saturday, and arguably probably our 2 best performances of the season. We played very well against Glossop at home in between, which got us our only win this year. But yeah, the FA Cup, you know, the lads have grabbed it, and you know, it's very important to a club like ourselves. So, you know, I'm pleased that we've got through the first 2 rounds. We've got a bit of finance in there as well.
Yeah, just how much of a difference does it make in terms of the FA Cup and these qualifying round wins to a club like Lancaster?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, I'm not gonna hide behind. You know, yeah, we're just glad to win a game of football. We've banked 2 rounds worth of prize money, which is very, very important. You know, the chairman doesn't plan on a good cup run. You just can't do. But you know, when you're bringing in sort of like 1,900 quid and 3 grand, it was on Saturday. It's important to a club like ourselves. It just helps.
Can it make a difference to you as the manager? Is there a chance of you seeing any sort of, not necessarily bringing players in, I know it's not really about that at this level, but in terms of anything you can do, in terms of training, in terms of transport, in terms of expenses or anything like that?
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of leeway. You know, you're booking training facilities, or you know, you might go over budget a little bit 1 week or, you know, a couple of weeks. You know, it does give you a little bit of leeway. Yeah, there's no denying that. So yeah, the chairman, you know, he doesn't say that's mine and that's it. You know, he does, obviously it helps fund and run the club, but he'll look to reinvest it a little bit with myself in terms of if and when needed.
How big is the next round tie then, with all that in mind? It's Darlington, obviously that's going to attract a big following from their point of view, and could be a really big occasion, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a win-win. We're going to get a decent crowd, hopefully. You know, you touched on their following, and our supporters will come out and support us. I've no doubt about that. You know, we've got a great group of fans. And then there's a prize money on top of it for the winner. So, you know, we're going to the game obviously trying to win and, you know, get through to the next round and pick up the prize money. But also, you know, after we pay the expenses, obviously, of the travelling team, hopefully there'll still be some left over due to the fans that have come through the gate. So, in my eyes, you know, we've nothing to lose. It's a home draw. It's a home draw against a big club. So I'm looking at it, and I think the club will look at it as a win-win situation. You know, we could have got drawn home against a club that don't bring any fans, and, you know, we've got to pay their travelling. And then you don't win the game, you're out of pocket. You know, but I don't see that happening against Darlington. You know, we're obviously we're concentrating on the football. You know, we're not concentrating on the finances as such. But you know, when it's all done and dusted, you know, the finances should be okay, irrespective of winning or losing.
$1 million question then: how do you apply this success in cup competitions to your league form?
I actually think, Dan, that we were on our way. We got a draw at Bursker and should have won the game. You know, on chances created. And then we went to West Auckland and put in a really powerful performance. Moved on to Glossop, who were a fancied team, and rolled them over, you know, quite convincingly. And then we'd had a blip against Bamber Bridge. It was a real poor performance, and it was one I didn't see coming. But prior to the Brigg game, you know, I know we're talking 3 games there, but we're only 6 games in, I was quietly confident that we were going in the right direction. And Saturday's game at Brigg House, you know, reinforces that. So, without, you know, I'm not being dismissive of our defeats, the first game and obviously the Bamber Bridge game on Bank Holiday Monday, but I do think that we are, you know, moving slowly as it is, and we are inconsistent at this moment in time, but I do think that, you know, our league form will pick up. It's early days. We've only played we played 4 league games. You know, we've probably got another 40 to go, so I'm okay with this at the moment. Yes, I would have liked more points. Yes, I wouldn't have, you know, I wasn't too happy how poorly we played at Bamber Bridge. But the bigger picture is we've done all right. We've done all right in other games. You know, we've won 3 out of the 6 games if you put the cup games in there. You know, that's not poor form. So I'm okay which way we're travelling at this moment in time. And we'll roll on to Hyde on Saturday, and we'll look to put a performance in, and we'll look to build on the back of the Brigg House game, the Glossop game, the West Auckland game, the Bursker game, rather than looking at the Bamber Bridge game and looking at the Droylsden game.
Yeah, you've been kind enough to speak to us a lot since you took over. We had a lengthy conversation when you did take over, and then the Lancashire Cup when you got to the final. Do you feel like it's different this season, having had the summer to prepare and pre-season and friendly games and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, you feel more settled, obviously, and more, you know, you're more established. Your changing room's, you know, one that you've set up and laid out. So yeah, you feel like you've ticked all the boxes and you know exactly what's going on in and around the club because I've been there longer. So I'm comfortable where we are. I'm comfortable with the lads that I've got in the changing room. I think we're in a better position than I inherited. I just think that's because, in terms of what I've been able to bring in, for me, it just makes us a little bit more balanced.
Have you set a target?
No, I mean, I went on record at the beginning of the season just saying the aim is to do better than last season. And ultimately, that's what it is. We finished sixth. I'd like to finish fifth or higher. We got through to the Lancashire Cup final, and put in a really good performance against the higher league opposition. And it was a real good night. It was a real good night for the club. If we can have a season, that is slightly better than last season, I think everybody will be happy. If you call that a target, it's a target, but it's a broad target, really. If we can do better than last season, obviously that's what we're aiming for.